أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. إن إلى ربك الرجعى. أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا بالناصية. ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع نادية. سندع الزبانية. كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب.
Read in the name of your Rabb who has created mankind from a clot. And read, and your Rabb is most bountiful who taught man the use of the pen. He taught man what he knew not. No, but mankind transgresses all bounds in that he thinks himself to be self-sufficient. Indeed, the return of all of you is to your Rabb. This was the first five verses that were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Iqra till Allam al-Insana ma lam ya'lam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the very inception of Nubuwwat, the first experience that he had gone through was the first thing that had happened was the whole process had commenced with true dreams. Whatever he would see at night, he would see exactly the same in the day. And thereafter, isolation became very dear to him. He liked to remain alone, and for this, he would retire in the cave of Hira, and sometimes it would be an entire month that he would spend in the cave of Mount Hira, taking provisions for the same. And on one such occasion, when he was retiring in Hira, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had been received by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel Islam instructed him to recite. So Nabi Islam answered, "Ma ana biqari'in," I cannot recite. Jibreel Islam embraced him very tight. Nabi Islam himself says, "Hatta balagha minni al-juhud," I reached the end of the point that I could manage. I could manage any no more. And then he left me. And he again instructed recite. And again I replied that I cannot recite. And he hugged me again. And he hugged me so much that I couldn't manage any longer. And he left me again. And he asked me to recite for the third time. And I replied the same. Then he says, these verses he had recited to me. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. I had learned these five verses and had returned, and I was overawed. And the reason for being overawed was, now that I was appointed as a Nabi, then I began to understand the magnitude of this responsibility. And that magnitude of the responsibility has overwhelmed me. So up till this point, Nabi Sassam did not know what his capacity was. He was supposed to be Nabi, leader for all mankind for the rest of time. And for the first time, his true capacity was shown to him that this is your position in the galaxy of Anbiya alayhim salam, and this is how you stand out. You are outstanding in this whole galaxy. And then he understands from this point that when I am standing out like this, and I have been commissioned with nubuwwat, then what are my obligations? So this obligation, this burden upon him, has become so overwhelming that he had come to his respected family, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, and asked her to cover him. And he says to her that I had been afraid of my life. So Khadija gave him the necessary support like a very mature and a kind woman would do. Kalla la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah Ta'ala will never forsake you, because you are a person full of kindness. You help out people, you take care of the guest. Person that is struck with some difficulty, then you attend to him. A person that is out of a job, he doesn't have anything, then you earn for him. So you are filled with goodness and kindness. Person of your caliber will never be forsaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Khadija thereafter accompanies him to Hazrat Waraqa ibn Nawfal, who had turned away from idolatry towards the true religion of the time. It was Christianity at that time. And as Waraqa had been translating some scripts into the Arabic language for the convenience of his people, and when Hazrat Khadija mentioned the entire experience, so Hazrat Waraqa says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the very angel, the very farishta and the angel that came upon Musa alayhi salam. And then he says, had I only been young, now I'm old, I've become blind and very weak. Had I been only young, the day that you'll be working amongst your people and they will repulse you from Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi Sam was quite surprised at this, that I am so much loved, so respected and so trusted in amongst my people. Will they throw me out of the town? Waraqa explained that no person had come with a message like the message that you've been burdened with, but his people had persecuted him, harassed him, and thrown him out, driven him out of his town. For some time thereafter, the wahi had subsided, and thereafter, approximately two years and approximately 9 months, there was no wahi. Nabi Sassam now had become very much uneasy, because he'd become very much familiar with that realm, the realm of the heavens. He had become very much, very much familiar. So earthly things obviously would not appeal to him. Heavenly things would begin to make an appeal for him. And after this long period, then the verses of Muddathir had come in. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir qum fa'anzir wa rabbaka fakabbir. So after this interval, the first verses that were revealed were Surah Muddathir, and thereafter, the first surah that was revealed in complete, the complete surah to be revealed was Surah Fatiha. So the first verses that were revealed were these five verses, and after the interval, then the first verses to be revealed were the verses of Surah Muddathir, and thereafter, the first surah that was revealed completely was Surah Fatiha. Now, let us examine the surah, and Allah Ta'ala starts off, خلق الإنسان من علق. He impresses upon mankind, look at your humble beginnings, such a despicable beginning you had had, a clot and a drop you were made of, and اِقْرَأَ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. And thereafter, look at your high destiny, that Allah Ta'ala has given you such a destiny, such a position, in creation that you will reign over every other creation. And this is going to be by the bounty of Allah Ta'ala, not of your own accord. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Your Rabb that is most bountiful, He will grant you and He will push you to this highest position that you will reign high over every other creation. And the process will be through the pen. So you will start off recitation in the name of Allah Ta'ala, being convinced that this is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has enabled you to read, because you yourself cannot read. When you cannot read, who will enable you, who will support you, who will carry you through the process, then it is the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will carry you. And then you need to constantly look at your own humble beginnings, that you are helpless. And then it is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that escalates you and elevates you. So be mindful of this all the time. The more mankind thinks like this, then the more Allah ta'ala elevates him. The more he thinks that I am just a clot, I am absolutely nothing. It is just the bounty of Allah ta'ala, pure, entire bounty of Allah ta'ala that is elevating me. Then this is the process of gaining that nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the process of educating yourself, understanding things to the higher depths, to the higher levels. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. And He teaches mankind what He knew, He knows not. So this is the journey, this is the itinerary, this is how you're supposed to be behaving, with trusting Allah Ta'ala that it is His bounty that is taking you. And then look at your humble beginnings and be convinced that you are absolutely nothing. And then have the yaqeen and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will take you forward throughout this journey. He will take care of you. So this is the type of mindset that an individual requires to have. When he wants the progress, he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to be humble within himself and convinced about the bounty of Allah ta'ala, that it is just His bounty. And when it is His bounty, then he must work with this in mind, that it is the bounty of Allah ta'ala that is going to carry me right throughout the journey. Kalla innal insana layatgha nazar. But mankind transgresses all bounds, in that he thinks himself to be self-sufficient. When man has an excess material, that he forgets his beginning, that he was a drop, he was a clot, a despicable thing he was not even worthwhile being mentioned. He forgets all that. He only looks at the present and considers the present to be a lasting feature, whereas it is just a short feature that is also a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he forgets his beginning, he forgets his end, and then he begins to transgress all bounds, considering himself to be self-sufficient. He's got some wealth, he's got some power and some influence. Now he becomes drowned and bloated with all this. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. The right way for him is to think and to be convinced that you're going to all be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like you were at the beginning, you're going to be at the end. You were by Allah ta'ala, you will return to Him. This physical self of yours was nothing, and it will return to nothing. So keep this in your mind, that you are nothing and you will return to nothing. The more you think nothing of yourself, and the more you gain the proximity of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the one type of person. And the second type of person is the transgressor. So one is that he transgresses and he breaks the boundaries of Allah Ta'ala. Then he prevents others as well. رَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. Do you see the one that prevents? A man, when he stands up for salah, and do you see if this person that he prevents is on the path of guidance, or he is enjoining righteousness? Then too he goes and forbids him, that he himself is right, he's standing devoted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a slave of Allah ta'ala, and he's on guidance, and not, apart from being on guidance, then he is enjoining others also to be on the path of guidance. So is this the person that you're supposed to be stopping and preventing or supporting? So when he transgresses, then he can't reason any longer, He can't see things in perspective. The one that is doing, is working righteously, that seems to be wrong. And the one that is doing wrong seems to be right in your sight. أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Do you see if he rejects and turns away? Doesn't he know that Allah Ta'ala sees everything? This is the second thing that brings a man in perspective, brings him to his right understanding. One is the fact that he understands that he's going to be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sooner or later, he's going to be returning to Allah ta'ala. And the second thing that brings him to his senses is that أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Doesn't he understand, doesn't he realize that Allah ta'ala is watching all. He's seeing everything, what is open, what is discreet, what is hidden, what is open and clear. كَلَّا لَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ. So Allah ta'ala sounds a warning to this person that is preventing the process of good, mainly Abu Jahl. Nabi has been performing namaz in the Haram Sharif. Abu Jahl came to reprimand Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that, didn't I ask you not to do this? And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you ever do this again, then I will trample your neck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repulsed him, turned him away, and thereafter he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing namaz and he tried to approach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when suddenly the people had observed that he turned back. So they asked him what had happened. He says, no, I had seen a huge hole and fire and had seen some flying objects. This is the malaika, and had he only come nearer, then the malaika would have broken him to pieces. So the one that he is standing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he needs to be convinced that Allah Ta'ala's help and support, his protection is with him. At no point must he become despondent that I'm working but I don't see the results. So you are working, let your trust be in Allah Ta'ala. Let your work be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget the responses of people. Don't worry about how they are responding. You turn and devote yourself to Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's assistance will reach you. So Allah ta'ala warns this person, if he doesn't desist, then we'll drag him by the forelock, a lying, sinful forelock. فَلْيَدْءُ نَادِيَا. If he thinks that he's got the support of people, he's got the support of his counsel, let him call his counsel. And we will call the malaika of punishment. Kalla, never, don't be concerned about this person here. Don't pay attention to him. What you are supposed to be doing is don't ever listen to him. This type of people, then keep away from them. Don't listen to them. Don't be concerned of what they are saying. So don't be concerned. Don't pay attention to them. And go on prostrating yourself and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbling yourself as will be shown in your prostrations and your bowing down. You will show all humility, and really this is the way that you will draw yourself closer to Allah ta'ala.